Oh my gosh. You know what we should do?
Oh my gosh, what?
We should go to the mall.
It's time now for Let's Go to the Mall. And with me today is
Emily Moosman, Marketing Director for Champlain Center Mall.
And we've been talking all kinds of mall stuff. And, you know, Emily always puts me in a nostalgic mood about the mall, which I love because the mall, going to the mall as a kid was such a special thing. And there's constantly cool events at the mall, which I'm happy are going to create that nostalgic feeling for the kids that are going to these events now. You know, they're going to be sitting in their 30s and 40s. Be like, you know, when I was a kid, I went to see the Easter Bunny or things like that, you know?
Yeah, we just had a Sunburst Beauty pageant. And so
I saw that. How'd that go? A beauty pageant
at the mall. It went great. We actually had one of the larger events for Sunburst. It's a nationwide beauty pageant. We had one of the larger crowds I've seen.
That's great.
Yeah, and the girls were dressed beautiful and they were so cute. These little toddlers and these huge ball gowns trying to flop around. It was so cute.
Gosh. I saw that you guys were doing that. I'm like, wait, I gotta ask Emily about the beauty pageant.
It was big. I would say we had like 100 plus people come.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like, I don't know. The mall is just more than stores.
No, we're a community destination. Mm-hmm. And so we also have the Champlain Irish Dancers coming.
They're so cute.
Sunday on the 13th, of coming up right around the corner. They'll have two performances at 1 and 2 p.m. And if you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, it's the perfect way to do it. It's the chef's kiss on St. Patrick's Day.
They're so good. I actually got to see them back in the fall for First Plattsburgh First Fridays in Plattsburgh when they were dancing. And that's the first time I'd been able to see them in a while. They're so good. I would have loved to have done that as a kid.
And we have some great national holidays coming up that we were talking about.
Yes.
Tomorrow is National Barbie Day.
Woo-hoo.
And for me, Barbie goes together with the mall like peanut butter and jelly. A little less messy, but still equally needed to go both. And we were just talking about all our Barbie memories.
Oh, yeah. Tune in. We're going to be doing a Me and You and Music about Barbies in the mall. You just wait. It's happening.
And like, I always peruse the Target aisles for the Barbies, or go Kohl's has like a back section, yes, with deep discounts sometimes you can find on Barbies. Yeah,
I have to go. I haven't been to Kohl's in a while. Ooh, I buy all my socks at Kohl's. They've got great socks at Kohl's. But I didn't know that.
And then ironically, following Barbie Day is Mario Day.
Is it?
Because it's March. If you abbreviate March, M-A-R, and then it's the 10th.
It's March 10th, Mario Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So go to GameStop and you can pick up all your Mario needs, as well as Target, of course. But GameStop really is the Mario headquarters.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you, I went to the mall back when there was, I can't remember the name of the store back then, but that's where I bought Super Mario 3. To play when I was obsessed with Super Mario as a kid. I got it at the mall.
Well, my household is really in deep Mario mode. We even named all our pets after Mario character.
Oh, yeah.
I have a prairie dog named Daisy, and then I have a big bunny named Goomba.
I love it! See, I knew about the prairie dog, but I didn't know you had a bunny.
Oh, yeah.
I want to come meet the prairie dog. I really do.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
And speaking of bunnies, Easter's in April, Easter this year, right?
Yes, and the Easter Bunny will be hopping right in March 25th in Center Court. So come get your photo taken. It's nice now that restrictions have kind of relaxed. You can take it without a mask on and you can really get up close to the Easter Bunny, which is nice again. He's not at a distance.
You can
come and sit on his lap.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I remember we had Santa pictures done when I was a kid, but my nephew got Easter pictures done at the mall and it was so cute. He was so little.
It goes like 50-50 because some people I can see Santa Claus being more welcoming, and like, I don't blame kids that are scared of the Easter Bunny. I would be scared of like a giant 6-foot bunny coming at me, and that's what happens, and parents are surprised, and I'm like, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. See, I always had a fondness for mascots, so I was probably making the Easter Bunny uncomfortable probably as a kid.
But I mean, those are memories that you always carry with you.
Yeah.
Just going to the Easter Bunny, you always have those photos with you.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tradition that needs to be done still every year.
Do you want to get our Easter Bunny photos done this year?
Absolutely.
We should totally do that.
Yes.
Is it gauche if I wear Easter Bunny ears?
No, and sometimes they have them on set.
Do they? I really think we should go get our Easter photos done this year.
I agree.
And if we do, I will put them on social media so you can see them, and Emily will too.
I might have an inside with the Easter Bunny too.
Yes.
That's always some interesting parts of my job is when I have meetings with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and go through what's going to happen that season. Like, what are you doing today? Oh, you know, just meeting with the Easter Bunny. No big deal.
Well, that's because just like you, the mall is magic.
It is. And we're a destination.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.